80 on Sunday, and lows about 50. Currently in downtown Seattle, it's 60 degrees. The time, 11 p.m.
CBS News. Russia continues its hard line toward dissidents in spite of the visit of President Nixon. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. Even with President Nixon in Moscow, the Soviet government is apparently not letting up the pressure on Russians who refuse to toe the line. In Moscow, the wife of Jewish activist Vitaly Rubin told reporters her husband was seized at noon Friday by the police. Rubin was one of the few prominent Jewish activists who was not taken into custody prior to Mr. Nixon's arrival. Also in Moscow, Dr. Andrei Sakharov told CBS News correspondent Murray Frompson that he is starting a hunger strike to protest what Sakharov called illegal and cruel treatment of political prisoners in the Soviet Union. Sakharov is the man who helped Russia develop its H-bomb and is now chairman of the Soviet Committee on Human Rights. More news after this message.
It's a real hot day. I'm soaking up the sun, and suddenly I say antifreeze right out loud. My wife says, huh? And I say, haven't you heard that song?
You can never buy Preston too early. Do it now, don't you wait. You can never buy Preston too early. You can only buy it too late.
It's a fact. A 50-50 mix of Prestone 2 winter summer formula and water, about 2 gallons for most cars, fights boilover because it helps your cooling system handle heat better than water. Fresh boilover protection and fresh corrosion protection, too, because only Prestone 2 has a patented silicone silicate inhibitor system. Nothing beats it for corrosion protection. Summer, winter, spring, or fall, you can never buy Prestone 2 early. You can only buy it too late.
Can't trust Preston.
Who can you trust?
Chairman Peter Rodino of the House Judiciary Committee denies that he recently stated all 21 Democrats on the panel are ready to vote for the impeachment of President Nixon. The story was reported by the Los Angeles Times, which says it stands by its comments. White House Communications Director Ken Clausen said that this confirms Rodino's bias. Lawson says the American people will now realize President Nixon is the subject of a witch hunt. Vice President Ford said Friday night President Nixon probably will be impeached by the House if the president refuses to accept a possible Supreme Court order to hand over the Watergate tapes. E. Howard Hunt, a former member of the White House Plumbers Unit, was on the stand Friday in the first day of arguments in the trial of former presidential assistant John Ehrlichman. Neil Strasser reports from Washington.
The prosecutor's questions were slow and thorough, and E. Howard Hunt replied with his former CIA precision. It all had one or two of the jurors nodding by the time the first day of the testimony was brought to an end. Judge Gerhard Gazelle told the sequestered jurors that it was going to be a rainy weekend anyway, so they wouldn't miss much outdoors. The testimony resumes Monday with Hunt still on the stand. On the central question of who authorized the break-in of the office of Daniel Ellsberg's psychiatrist, Hunt, before the day ended, got as far as saying that White House aide Eagle Krogh had indicated he was seeking approval from higher authority. In his opening statement, prosecutor William Merrill contended that the evidence will show that John Ehrlichman approved a covert operation that was the break-in and later had pertinent documents removed from the files. Ehrlichman's attorney denied that Ehrlichman approved a break-in and charged it was another White House plumber, David Young, who removed and falsified documents to save his own neck. Young is expected to be a key witness for the prosecution. Neil Strasser, CBS News, Washington.
Two would-be robbers armed with guns continue holding two cooks hostage inside a restaurant in Lakewood, California. The building is surrounded by about 50 heavily armed deputies. The gunmen are demanding a getaway car and have refused to come out, saying they fear the deputies will shoot them. The Department of Health, Education, and Welfare is asking Congress for the authority to regulate the tar and nicotine content of cigarettes. A new HEW report issued Friday says there's new evidence cigarettes are major causes of lung cancer, emphysema, and heart disease. Now this.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take Sinoff tablets, S-I-N-E-O-F-F, the sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin, plus a sinus drainer. Sinoff, The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And Sinoff doesn't stop there. Have you tried Sinoff Sinus Spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's Sinoff Sinus Spray. When sinus flares up, use Sinoff tablets and spray only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff.
Exactly.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box.
Many big names in American life were reeling this week after learning they were among the people who lost about $100 million by investing in the oil drilling firm of Homestake Production, which the Wall Street Journal says bilked the people out of their money. None of the people who lost money is probably more chagrined than Earl Kintner. He concedes the firm looks like a very poor investment. Kintner, who says he put $127,000 into the firm, is a former chairman of the Federal Trade Commission and the author of a book on how to spot deceptive business practices. Doug Poling, CBS News.
And CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI, where the time is 6 minutes past 11.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... In. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall, bidding you welcome to the sound of suspense. Welcome to the fear you can hear. Welcome to the world of mystery. This is a tale of young love. The love of a charming young man for a charming young girl. It is also the story of a mother's love for her child. As you can see, this story is positively dripping with love. But don't be dismayed, because love, like a door, has two sides. And when the other side is hatred, it can drip with venom and gore.
You're a liar, Mr. Snowden. Don't you think I know what you are?
You're wrong, Mrs. Daniels. I love your daughter.
Why?
Because I do, that's all. You can't explain something like that.
Listen to me, young man. Even... her own father couldn't bear to look at Bonnie's face. That's why he left her so much money, because he felt guilty for what he felt for his own poor, homely daughter.
Mrs. Daniels, listen to me.
You're a liar. A liar. And a thief.
Our mystery drama, The Locked Room, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Henry Slessor and stars Jack Grimes and Corrine Orr. It is sponsored in part by Contact, the 12-hour allergy capsule, and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love. But give your allergy Contact.
Now listen carefully, because this message may surprise you. There is an ingredient that can effectively help block pollen's bad effect on your system. Sneezing, sniffling, drips, itchy red watery eyes. It's the antihistamine most prescribed by allergy specialists, and it's an ingredient in Contact. Surprising, yes, but the true wonder of Contact is how our tiny time pills keep this antihistamine working, helping. Up to 12 hours per capsule, all day, all night. Allergy is our business, too.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love.
But give your allergy to Contact. Take Contact only when needed, only as directed.
One simple step that can help reduce your risk of heart attack. Step into your doctor's office at regular intervals for a checkup. In that way, your doctor can keep an eye on your blood pressure. And if it is high, he can take steps to control it.
If you really want to give your heart a break, here's another simple step to take.
Another step? Get in touch with your heart association. ask for your free copies of their new publications on blood pressure. You will find out just what blood pressure is and how it works. They'll tell you about hypertension, too. That's the medical term for high blood pressure.
Yes, simple are the steps to take if you want to give your heart a break. For further information, ask your heart association.
Highway that winds its way into the hilly regions upstate. The hour is late, and the sleek white sports car whose hood ornament faces north is the only vehicle for miles around. Even the sound of its purring engine doesn't seem to disturb the quiet of the countryside. But inside the car, the sound level is something very different.
Davy, please, turn that down before I go deaf.
Well, what's the matter? Don't you like music?
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to save my hearing.
Okay, okay. Hey, is that any better?
Much.
Hey, how much longer is this going to take? You said it was only 30 miles or so to the house, and we must have driven 50.
We have not. You're not watching the mileage.
Listen, there are so many gadgets on this dashboard, I wouldn't even know where the speedometer is.
But you do like the car, don't you?
Like it? Hey, Bonnie, do you know what I've been used to driving all my life? Secondhand pickup trucks. That's about all folks could afford.
I hated this car at first when Mother gave it to me. I mean, she must have thought it was what every young girl wanted on her 17th birthday. But the truth is, I was scared stiff of it.
Well, why should you be?
I don't know. Just what? It always felt like it was running away with me.
Ah, but now you're running away with it and me.
Oh, I don't put it that way. We're running away, Davy.
Oh, of course not, kid. That it was just a figure of speech.
Davy, look! Hmm? We're almost there. Oh, there's the old red barn I told you about.
Hey, great. Do I make a right here?
Yeah, a sharp right. And then straight up the hill until you come to the sign. If it's still there.
When was the last time you were here, anyway?
About 10 years.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's right. I was only 8 when we left.
Oh.
Davy, there it is. You can see the chimneys.
Oh, wow. How many chimneys does the house have?
It seemed like hundreds. There was a fireplace in every room except the bathroom. Wait till you see it, Davy. Oh, just wait. Well, there it is. What do you think?
Now, that's what I call a real funky old house. How big is that place?
It has 4 floors and I guess about 30 or 40 rooms. I never counted them.
All those rooms and nobody living in them?
I know. It does seem like a terrible waste, doesn't it?
Oh, Bonnie, you're speaking to one room Davy Snowden, remember? The only place I lived in my whole life with more than one room was the farmhouse. Yeah, well, that had 3.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't keep talking about that. I mean, you know, how poor you were.
Okay, kitten. Rich little girls get to feeling guilty when they hear stuff like that. Look, let's not sit out in the car all night, huh? Let's go look at that old haunted house.
It is not a haunted house.
You sure you got the key now?
Yeah, right here in my purse.
And the lights are working?
I told you, we rent the place every summer. We have to keep the electricity turned on.
Well, let's go then.
Light switch right near the door. Yeah, here it is. There.
Look at the size of this place.
I know, it's a terrible old barn of a place. That's what my father called it. When he died, well, Mother just thought it was foolish, the two of us living here all by ourselves.
Looks kind of run down.
I'm afraid it is. The foundation is still solid.
Well, there's plenty of furniture. Hey, come on, show me the rest of the house, huh?
What would you like to see first?
Well, upstairs. That's where the bedrooms are, right?
Yes.
Well, that's the first thing we have to do. Decide which bedroom we want.
Oh, Davy.
Do you love me, Bonnie?
Oh, you know I do.
Say it.
I love you.
Say, I love you, Davy.
I love you, Davy.
Well, in that case, let's pick out the bedroom. How many choices do we have?
At least 10.
Oh, might take us all night. Come on. to that one. It's too gloomy.
That was my mother's room.
You mean your folks had their own room?
That's right.
Well, maybe that's how they do things when you're rich. But me, I'm just a country boy. Now, let's see about this door. Hey, this one's stuck.
No, it's locked. It's always been locked.
Well, what for?
I don't know.
Well, what's behind it? Another bedroom?
Honestly, I don't have the faintest idea. It's been locked ever since I can remember. Daddy once told me never to go near this room. Once I remember my mother talking about it, sort of nervously.
Oh, that sounds very mysterious. What do you say we break it in, huh?
Oh, Davy, no, we can't do that.
Well, gee, aren't you curious? Maybe it's full of hanging women, like in Bluebeard's castle. Or maybe that's where the family jewels are hidden.
Oh, let's leave it alone, Davy. I was always scared of that door.
Yeah, but what's it locked for? Seems to me when a door is locked, that means there's something pretty interesting behind it. Stands to reason, right?
Well, I'm sure it's just some old storeroom or something.
Bonnie, listen, there could be something valuable in there, something worth money. And since the house is yours, I mean, this is your house, isn't it? Your father left it to you, didn't he?
Yes.
Well, if there's anything valuable in there, it belongs to you.
Oh, Davy, all those promises not to talk about money.
I'm not talking about your mother's money. I'm talking about what's yours, rightfully yours.
But the house isn't really mine. Not yet. Not until I'm 21, and that's almost 4 years from now.
Now, don't be technical.
Oh, Davy.
Okay, okay, if that's how you feel about it. We got plenty of time, anyway.
Davy, remember what you said about the fire?
It's getting late, Bonnie. Don't you think we should be in bed?
Couldn't we have a fire first, please?
Sure, anything you say. We want this night to be perfect, don't we? Yeah, I guess I am a little like that. Boastful about my poor childhood. As if it's a badge of honor or something. We didn't light fires because they were cozy and romantic, only because they made us warm. And not very warm at that.
Mm.
Locked rooms. Yeah, that's really something, a locked room. The only room in our place that had a lock on it was the outhouse, and even that didn't work. Hey, you asleep? Hey, kitten, wake up. It's time to go to bed. Come on, Bonnie, wake up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what's that? For Pete's sake, there's a car outside. Hey, Bonnie, wake up. There's somebody coming up.
What?
We got company.
Oh, no.
Well, who is it?
Oh, Davy, it can't be. Yes. That's her car outside. You can see it through the window.
You mean it's a neighbor or something?
No. It's my mother.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I have to let her in. She knows I'm here. She saw my car outside.
Well, I'm surprised you two aren't in bed already. That was the general idea, wasn't it?
Mother, please, let me explain.
I suppose you're David Snowden.
Yes, I am, Mrs. Daniels.
I see we have no trouble recognizing each other. Bonnie, fix your clothes. They're a mess.
I was just lying on the rug in front of the fireplace.
Yes, I've heard all about you, Mr. Snowden. Thank goodness I had the sense to think of this place when Bonnie didn't show up at home.
You have it all wrong, Mother. Davy, tell her.
Mrs. Daniels.
Never mind. I understand everything. I was afraid something like this might happen as soon as Bonnie started mentioning you in her letters from school. Bonnie, get your things. We're going home.
Mrs. Daniels, listen to me.
Sorry to break up your party, young man.
We're married, Mrs. Daniels.
What did you say?
Bonnie and I were married this afternoon. I've got the license right here.
It's true, Mother. We were married in Elkton.
That can't be. You're underage.
Not in Elkton, Mother. 18 is old enough. Davy and I are married, so you can't tell us what to do.
For the love of heaven. I think I have to sit down.
Oh, well, here, Mrs. Daniels. I'll just get the sheet off this chair.
Mother,
here.
Please try to understand.
I understand, Bonnie. I went through a dozen Davies when I was your age. Oh, Bonnie. Oh, my poor Bonnie.
Well, now, you don't have to feel sorry for her, Mrs. Daniels.
Don't I?
No, because I love her.
I suppose you have no money.
Mother!
Be quiet.
No, Mrs. Daniels. My family were farm people. My father's dead, my mother's alive, but I don't even know where. But you don't have to worry about that, Mrs. Daniels. I didn't marry your daughter because of money.
Didn't you?
No, I didn't. Bonnie and I talked about it. I almost didn't marry her because of that, because of what people like you would say.
You're a liar, Mr. Snowden. Don't you think I know what you are?
You're wrong, Mrs. Daniels. I love your daughter.
Why?
Because I do, that's all. You can't explain something
like
that.
Listen to me, young man. Even her own father couldn't bear to look at Bonnie's face. That's why he left her so much money, because he felt guilty at what he felt for his own poor, homely daughter.
Oh, Mother, don't, please.
Mrs. Daniels, listen to me.
You're a liar. A liar and a thief.
Stop it. Stop it.
You've got a smooth tongue, Mr. Snowden. A handsome face and a smooth tongue. And I'm sure you've convinced my daughter that you're utterly sincere. But it's only her heart you want to steal, not her fortune.
I love Bonnie. That's all there is to it. We're married and there's nothing you can do about it.
You're quite wrong. There's everything in the world I can do about it. I intend to have this marriage annulled immediately.
You can't do that.
You have no idea how much money can do, young man. Bonnie, I'm going home now, and I want you to come with me.
No, I won't.
Don't make it any worse than it is now.
I won't go with you.
You see how it is, Mrs. Daniels?
Yes, I see how it is. Very well, Bonnie. But you'll regret this, mark my words.
Mother, I can't live without Davy. If you make us separate, I'll never forgive you.
You will, darling. Strangely enough.
I'll kill myself. Do you hear, Mother? I'll kill myself if you do this.
Now, don't talk nonsense. You think your heart will break. But it won't. A heart doesn't break. It withers. That's what I don't want you to find out. Goodbye, Bonnie.
I mean it. I'll kill myself. Oh, Davy.
As Shakespeare informed us, the course of true love never did go smooth. And perhaps the same applies to the course of untrue love. But let's not judge the sincerity of young Davy Snowden just yet. Let's wait and see what happens next to the newlyweds when we return shortly with Act Two.
Oh, somebody's been drinking my sugar-free diet 7-Up, and it's all gone.
Well, actually, I saved a little.
Oh, a bear!
Hiya, Goldie. What's brewing?
That's Miss Goldilocks to you.
Oh, come on, kid. You mean you don't remember me? The cottage, the three chairs, the porridge? In the fur. Been a long time, Goldie.
But Baby Bear...
Just call me B.B.
You drank all the sugar-free diet 7-Up, and I have to conduct another diet drink taste test today.
Well, yeah, I saw the sign on the door, a professional taste tester, huh?
But how can I conduct my taste test now?
Why bother? I tried those other diet drinks, too. You'll notice there's still plenty of them around. Why not ask me?
Well, okay, B.B. Tell me. Why did you drink all the sugar-free diet 7-Up?
I like the taste. Light, fresh, natural, sugar-free diet 7-Up is definitely unbearably delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Project Hope is reaching out, bringing hope to more countries around the world this year than ever before. Newest addition to Hope's international programs is Ethiopia, where Project Hope's doctors, nurses, and other medical specialists will be working side by side with Ethiopians, teaching while they treat. Since 1960, Hope has trained more than 7,000 physicians, dentists, nurses, and other healthcare personnel, has helped establish new schools of nursing, dentistry, and physical therapy in several countries, and assisted in the development of hospitals, teaching institutions, and public health services. Hope's work has been heralded by heads of many nations, its services requested by many, many more.
Hope is training and sharing. Hope is treating and caring. Health is what Hope's all about. Help Project Hope reach out.
Help Hope reach out. Write Project Hope, Room A, Washington, D.C.
Return to the locked room. The door we're looking at right now isn't the door to the old Daniels mansion upstate. This door is reached by walking up several long flights of stairs before you can read the faded numerals 4G.
Are we there, Davy?
Yeah, honey, here we are. Hey, you're wounded pretty bad.
No, I'm all right. I warned you that I'm not very strong.
And I warned you that a fourth floor walk-up is no fun.
We don't have anywhere else to go, Davy.
Yeah, I know that, all right. Well, brace yourself. Here's the Snowden residence. I suppose I should carry you over the threshold. Well, come on in, come on in. Don't just stare at it.
It's not at all bad, Davy. Really.
No, you don't have to say that. Don't say anything except, I love you. That's always nice to hear.
You know that I love you, Davy.
Then close the door and show me.
Oh, Davy. Davy, I'm so worried.
Yeah, I knew that my room would affect you that way.
I don't care about the room. Anywhere is all right if I'm with you. We'll get along. And then I'll have the money my father left me.
Yeah, and 3 years, if you survive that long.
I'm sure my mother will change her mind about us. I'm sure of it, as soon as she gets to know you.
Oh, Bonnie, couldn't you tell? It was hate at first sight. She took one look at me, and it was hate kill.
Davy, do you think she can really do what she said? Get our marriage annulled?
I don't know. It was a legal marriage. I mean, you didn't need parental consent in that state.
She's so smart about such things. She's run my father's company since he died. She has all these lawyers on her payroll.
Stop worrying about it, Bonnie.
But what if she could do it? I couldn't stand that, Davy.
Stop worrying, I said. You got one thing going for you, kitten, and that makes all the difference in the world. Your mother loves you. She wouldn't hurt you for anything.
Davy, tell me the truth. Do you think I'm homely?
I think you're beautiful.
Oh, I know that isn't true, but I'm not really repulsive, am I?
Are you kidding? Come here.
Oh, Davy. It's true about my father. I know that. He was so disappointed that I wasn't pretty.
He must have needed glasses. Who's that? Nobody even knows I'm here. Hello.
Is this Mr. David Snowden?
Yeah, that's right. Who's this?
My name is Hedinger, Mr. Snowden. I'm an attorney, Hedinger and Doles. We're on Vanderbilt Street.
Yeah, so?
One of my clients is Mrs. Harriet Daniels. I'm sure the name is familiar to you.
Yes, I've heard of her.
I was wondering if we couldn't get together to discuss a certain matter regarding her daughter, Bonnie.
You mean my wife, Bonnie?
Who is it, Davy?
Yes, that's right. I wonder if it would be convenient for you to come to my office sometime this afternoon.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Hedinger, but Mrs. Snowden and myself are a little busy at the moment.
Well, what about tomorrow, then? Would that be possible?
Is it my mother's lawyer?
Yeah, one of them anyway.
I beg your pardon?
All right, Mr. Hedinger. I'll come to your office tomorrow. About 10 o'clock?
That would be just fine. The address is 50 Vanderbilt. We're on the 21st floor.
I'll be there. Well, it looks like the fun is starting.
Oh, Davy.
Please sit down, Mr. Snowden. I think you know the situation as well as I do. And you've probably anticipated my first question.
Well, I'm not sure I have, unless it's, why don't I just go away and stop bothering her daughter?
It's, something like that. But it would be hardly sensible to expect you to do such a thing without, incentive.
Oh, now, wait a minute. Don't tell me I'm about to get an offer, a money offer.
Nobody's talking about a bribe, I assure you. There's a practical reason for such an offer. Annulment proceedings, no matter how certain we are of success, cost money. Mrs. Daniels could actually realize quite a savings if you cooperated for some flat figure, say $5,000. Not unreasonable of her.
Do me a favor, huh? You tell Mrs. Daniels that I wouldn't give up my marriage license for $1 million.
I notice you specify $1 million.
So long, Mr. Hedinger.
Please sit down. Huh? That wasn't all I had to tell you.
Okay. What else is there?
We can sue for annulment on a few other bases.
Such as what?
Falsification of your marriage certificate, for instance.
What the heck are you talking about?
Your age, for instance. You're not 24, Mr. Snowden. You happen to be 30.
Well, what's so important about that, for Pete's sake?
You gave your age as 24.
Well, so what? Everybody knocks a few years off their age at some time or other. It's just business.
Let's see. Your business is freight forwarding, isn't it? You work in a three-man company at a salary of $145 a week. Surely you didn't think it was necessary to dye your hair or anything like that for the sake of executive advancement.
Look, Mr. Hedinger, first of all, I'm 29, not 30.
I'm a few days premature, I suppose. You'll be 30 next week, won't you? Happy birthday, in case I don't see you.
I just didn't want Bonnie to think I was too old for her.
Don't make everything so difficult, Mr. Snowden, because you know how it's going to end. Mrs. Daniels is the most determined woman you've ever met in your life. She, scares the pants off me, I can tell you.
Oh, well, that's your problem.
If she has to spend $1 million to get Bonnie out of your clutches, she'll do it. I'll guarantee you $10,000 if you'll sign an agreement.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hedinger, no can do.
You're a stupid boy, do you know that? Sorry, I take that back. A stupid man.
So long, Mr. Hedinger. Give my best to Bonnie's mother. And tell her we're both very happy.
Oh, Davy, it's horrible. We don't have a chance. I know we don't.
Well, it doesn't look good, that's for sure.
You should have told me the truth. You should have told me you were really 27.
What? I don't know. I just didn't want you to think that I was still an undergraduate at that age.
Oh, there's got to be some way out, Davy. There has to be. If you could just talk to her.
She won't give me the chance. She's made up her mind that all I want is your lousy money.
Well, what if there wasn't any money? What if I signed away the rights to the money my father left me? That would make her believe us, wouldn't it?
Well, that's pretty drastic, Kitten. I mean, that money is yours. You know, when you come of age, you're entitled to it.
But I don't care about money, Davy.
Well, you don't now, maybe, but later... I couldn't have you making that kind of sacrifice for me. Bonnie, you'd probably hate me for it later.
Oh, I could never hate you. I love you so much. I think I'll love you after I'm dead. Davy? Davy, what are you thinking?
Nothing.
Davy, you don't care about the money, do you? Please talk to me.
Bonnie, I have an idea. I have a very crazy, very good idea.
About what?
Well, I wouldn't blame you for not going through with it. I'd understand.
But what is it?
You remember what you said, what you told the old... Yeah, what you told your mother up at the house about your killing yourself?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, she didn't believe you, of course. What if your mother really thought you were serious about killing yourself? Wouldn't that make her change her mind in a hurry?
Well, yeah, I suppose it would, but we could never fool her about such a thing.
No. If we were smart, we could.
No. She's smarter than both of us put together. I know her, Davy. There's just no fooling her.
Wait a minute. Wait. Don't throw it away so fast. Let's talk about it. Let's think for a minute.
But it just wouldn't work.
Yeah, but if you really did try, Bonnie, only you didn't. Try too hard, only enough to make it look good.
Well, how could I do that?
There's a couple of ways. Gas, for instance. We could fix up a phony gas suicide. Bonnie, don't look like that.
I'm sorry.
All right, forget it. Forget I ever said it.
No. No, go on.
It could be something like, sleeping pills. You've got sleeping pills, haven't you?
Yeah, I have.
Well, you wouldn't have to take more than two. Maybe three. Now, that won't hurt at all. And we'd make her think you took the whole bottle. Now, don't you see how easy that'd be?
Yes, I suppose so. Oh, Davy, hold me,
please.
Oh, kitten, you could write your mother a letter. You could tell her what you were planning to do, but that I don't know about it, see? You could say you were going to swallow the whole bottle of pills, but you'll actually take just a few. Then when your mother shows up here...
I'm so scared, Davy.
I promise you nothing will happen except that your mother will know that you meant it, Bonnie, about loving me so much. You do love me, don't you?
Yes. Yes, Davy. I do. I do.
There's another famous saying about love, that it conquers all. Presumably, that includes time, distance, and mothers-in-law. But will love and deception succeed together? We'll find out shortly when I return with Act Three.
You've seen the Budweiser commercials on television, and maybe you've wondered how long people have been putting that famous Bud label on things. Well, not as long as the brewers of Bud have been putting things on the label. Things like a list of Bud's most important ingredients. Quote, brewed by our original process from the choicest hops, rice, and best barley malt. And things like the following statement. This is the famous Budweiser beer. We know of no brand produced by any other brewer which costs so much to brew and age. Our exclusive Beechwood aging produces a taste, a smoothness, and a drinkability you'll find in no other beer at any price. Unquote. Yes, brewing beer right does make a difference. Read the Bud label. Taste the king of beers, and you'll agree, when you say Budweiser, you've said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
When you shop at your friendly Tradewell store, there's never any mystery about the values you receive. Tradewell offers the best food, the best selection, the best service, and at the best possible price. So don't be mystified about shopping for food. Shop at your friendly Tradewell store and stretch your food dollar without sacrificing quality. Here are some outstanding pre-holiday values at your friendly Tradewell. High-grade Bar-S boneless hams, fully cooked, 95 cents a pound. Bar-S or Morel's meat wieners, 1 pound package, 65 cents. Number one, golden ripe bananas, 2 pounds, 25 cents. And freshy margarine, 1 pound package, 36 cents. Shop Tradewell for quality with economy. Tradewell is headquarters for USDA prime beef and your pre-holiday values.
Very normal in apartment 4G, the one-room residence of the newlyweds, Bonnie and David Snowden. Music is playing on their transistor radio, a frozen dinner is thawing slowly, and Bonnie and David are hunched over the kitchen table, composing a letter. The only thing that makes this domestic scene a bit bizarre is that they are collaborating on a suicide note.
Dear Mother, I warned you what I would do if you tried to get our marriage annulled. Tonight, I'm going to take a whole bottle. Davy, Do we have to have that music?
Okay. I didn't know it was bothering you.
I'm nervous enough as it is.
Okay, I said.
Dear Mother, I warned you what I would do if you tried to get our marriage annulled. Tonight, I'm going to take a whole bottle of sleeping pills. Oh, Davy, It just doesn't sound right.
It's not so bad, Bonnie. Look, maybe you better put in something about me not knowing about it. I think that's important that your mother realizes that I had no idea you were going to try to take your life.
Oh, maybe you better write it, Davy. I'm just no good at this sort of thing.
Yeah, I guess you don't have much experience writing suicide notes.
Well, I just can't help feeling it's wrong.
Wrong? What? How?
Well, you know.
No, I don't. The only thing that could be wrong about it is if it didn't work, but... Okay, if you've got cold feet, okay, we'll let your mother go through with it. We'll let that lawyer Hettinger get our marriage annulled. Is that what you want?
Well, you know it isn't.
And have you got a better idea than this, have you?
No.
Then tell me what you want to do, Bonnie. You name it.
Well, just tell me what to write in the letter.
Well, the first line is okay. Only after that, I think you should say, Davy doesn't know I'm doing this. I didn't want anyone to know so that nobody would stop me.
Wait a minute, not so fast.
Well, you don't have to put it down exactly the way I said it. Make it sound like yourself, you know.
Yeah, I'll try.
And, what else? Say something about, I'm doing this because I love Davy, because I can't live without him.
Yes.
Well, that'll make her understand. You see, she'll realize that you might try to kid yourself again if she broke us up. If she loves you, she won't want that to happen, Bonnie. You see?
Yes.
Hey, come on. You're getting tears all over the letter.
Oh, Davy.
Go on, Bonnie. Now sign it. That's right. That's just perfect. Now, you got the envelope?
Here.
Okay, if I get it into the mail now, she'll have it tomorrow morning. Now, she's sure to phone here as soon as she receives it.
Davy, she might even call the police.
Well, it doesn't matter who she calls, police, a doctor, it'll be okay. I mean, you'll really be asleep, Bonnie. You'll take just enough pills to put you into a nice, deep sleep. Understand?
Yes, I understand.
Now, I'll be right back, sweetheart. I'll just run downstairs and mail this, huh?
All right, Davy, but hurry back. I don't want to be alone. What time is it, Davy?
9:15.
Do you think Mother got the letter this morning?
Well, you never know with the post office these days. But it could happen.
Even if the letter gets there, she might not be home. She might have left the house early.
Doesn't matter, Bonnie. Sooner or later, she'll see it.
Well, I just don't think it's going to work, Davy.
There. That must be her.
Do you think it is, really?
There's no doubt about it. I don't know anybody who'd call me this early in the morning.
Well, how about the people at your office?
No. I'm away on a 2-week honeymoon, remember? They don't even know I'm in town.
Well, Davy, shouldn't you answer it?
No, kitten, no. Don't you understand? She's got to get worried enough to do something. And you've got something to do, too.
You mean take those pills?
That's right, Bonnie. Hey, you see? She stopped calling. She's probably on her way over here right now. Get the pills, Bonnie.
Yes, I have them right here. There are only 3 of them.
Okay, yeah, get you a glass of water.
All right. Davy, you're sure it'll be all right?
I'm sure, Bonnie. It takes like a dozen of these things to hurt you. You just take a couple. Yeah, no, you better make it all 3, just to make sure you're fast asleep when your mother gets here.
She's only about half an hour away.
Well, that's time enough if you take them now.
Yeah, all right.
You can trust me, Bonnie, you know that. I won't let anything happen to you.
Yeah, I know that. I know that, Davy.
Okay, now come on, take the pills, sweetheart.
Yes.
There. That wasn't so hard, was it?
No.
Now all you have to do is go back to bed. Go to bed and to sleep.
That won't be so hard either. Even without the pills, I slept so badly last night.
Yeah, I know.
Davy?
Yes, kitten?
Please kiss me. Kiss me. Good night.
One second. Oh, Mrs. Daniels.
Where is she? Where's Bonnie?
Well, now, take it easy. She's sleeping.
Is she all right?
Well, what are you talking about? Of course she's all right. She's just asleep. She likes to sleep a little late in the morning, that's all.
Bonnie?
Hey, now, what do you think you're doing, Mrs. Daniels? Let her sleep, would you? She's had a bad night.
Look. Look at her color. Look at her. Can't you see this isn't normal?
Well, she's always a little pale, so what?
Bonnie, can you hear me? It's Mother. Oh, dear God.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
You idiot! Where were you? I phoned here about an hour ago. The phone just rang and rang.
I was out. I went out to get the paper. I just got back a couple of minutes ago.
Bonnie, darling, wake up. Wake up. Oh, why didn't I call somebody? Why didn't I call a doctor?
A doctor? What for?
Here. Read this.
Well, what is it?
Where's your telephone? Where is it?
Good Lord, this letter is...
We need a doctor, you idiot. Bonnie, maybe... Oh, no.
Mrs. Daniels.
She's dead. She's dead.
Oh, she can't be. She's just sleeping, Mrs. Daniels.
She took the pills. All those pills.
There weren't that many in that bottle. Maybe she'll be okay. I'll get the doctor.
It's too late. Too late.
I'm not dead, I tell you. Bonnie, wake up, kitten. Wake up. It's all right. Everything's all right. Bonnie, for Pete's sake, it's all over now. You've got to wake up. Oh, she's so cold. Bonnie, wake up!
Leave her alone. Can't you leave that poor girl alone, even now?
Mrs. Daniels, I swear there weren't many pills in that bottle.
It wouldn't have taken many. Not with Bonnie's heart. It wouldn't take... Well, it wouldn't take many...
What are you talking about?
Bonnie had rheumatic fever when she was 12. Her heart's been weak ever since.
No. No. Bonnie, please. Please. You've got to wake up. Hello?
Mr. Snowden?
Yes.
Walter Hedinger. You remember me, I trust?
Yes, I remember you.
Sorry to disturb you. I realize that you're still in mourning, of course.
What do you want?
I was wondering if you might be able to attend a meeting at our offices at 10:30 tomorrow.
A meeting? What for?
It concerns your wife's estate.
Now, what are you talking about? I've got nothing to do with my wife's estate, and you know it. Bonnie wasn't dead 2 weeks, and I got a letter from you telling me so.
Well, there is still something that Mrs. Daniels wishes to discuss with you. Something beyond the legality of the situation.
Look, if Mrs. Daniels thinks she can make some kind of trouble for me...
No. It's nothing of the kind.
Don't try to kid me. She still blames me for Bonnie's death. She'd do anything she could to hurt me.
I assure you, Mr. Snowden, it's to your advantage to attend the meeting tomorrow.
My advantage?
That's correct. Because I can promise you one thing. Mrs. Daniels wants to do the right thing.
Please come in, Mr. Snowden.
Yes. How are you, Mrs. Daniels?
I'm as well as I can be, thank you.
Yes, of course.
Don't look stricken, young man. Nobody's going to hurt you. Have a chair.
Thank you.
Well, let's get started, shall we? Mrs. Daniels, as you know, we've already informed Mr. Snowden that he has no legal claims on your daughter's estate.
Yeah, I know all about that.
But did you explain why? You see, Bonnie's inheritance from my late husband wasn't due until she reached the age of 21. Since her death, it automatically reverts to me.
I didn't expect anything, Mrs. Daniels.
Very kind of you, I'm sure. However, Mr. Snowden, the fact that you did marry Bonnie imposes a certain kind of obligation on me. Some kind of gesture regarding your welfare.
I don't understand.
Mr. Snowden, you seemed most impressed by that old house we own upstate. You recall the one I mean?
Yes, of course.
It was once valued at a great deal of money. And it's yours.
What was that?
I'm deeding you the property. It would have been Bonnie's in a few more years. I have no further use for it. You may have complete possession of the land, the house, and everything in it.
Everything? You really mean everything?
Of course. Mr. Hedinger will see to the formalities. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go.
Well, gee, Mrs. Daniels,
please, don't thank me. I can stand anything from you now except gratitude. Good day.
Well, let's take care of the details.
Mr. Hettinger, could I ask just one question?
Yes?
When Mrs. Daniels said I could have everything in that house, there are certain places, locked rooms and things like that. Am I entitled to all of the contents?
You're entitled to every stick in the place, Mr. Snowden. In fact, Mrs. Daniels left you this full set of keys.
Look at it. It's all mine. The whole house, mine. God knows how much it's worth. Yeah, sure, it's run down, but the furniture alone. Now, where's that light switch? Yeah, here it is. Yeah, what did Bonnie call it? A terrible old barn. Yeah, but it's all mine, sweetheart. It's Davy's barn now. Maybe it's not $1 million, but it's something. Where are the rest of those keys? A dozen keys, but one of them must open that door. Yeah, one of them will do it, so let's just get going, Davy boy. It was really something, her giving me this house. Noblesse oblige, I guess. I gotta give the lady credit. She's got class. Let's see. It wasn't this floor. No, it was the next. There's gotta be a very good reason for locking up a room. There's gotta be something very valuable inside. Yeah, that's the door. That's the one. Okay, now to find the key. No, not that one. This is, it's obviously too small. How about this one? No, that didn't do it. This one's too big. No, not yet. I hope it's here. The lawyer said they were all here. Try this one. Well, it slipped in all right, but will it turn? Wait a minute, it's stuck, but I think it's gonna do it. I think it's gonna work. That did it. The lock's open. All I gotta do is open the door. It's pretty dark in there. Shades are down. What? I see a lamp over there.
Some more sherry, Walter?
No, thank you, Mrs. Daniels.
Oh, stop looking so grim, Walter. Sit back and relax.
Mrs. Daniels, I can't help but worry about what happened.
Worry? About that scoundrel?
You know what I mean. When that police lieutenant questioned me about Snowden's death, well, I didn't actually lie to him, but I didn't tell him the whole truth either.
You were completely honest, Walter. I'm sure you were.
No, I wasn't. You see, I'm absolutely sure you knew what you were doing when you deeded that house to him.
Of course I knew what I was doing. I was being generous.
But you knew what would happen, didn't you?
Yes, Walter, I knew. I knew there was no treasure behind that door. Only the rotten floorboards that made us shut up the room 15 years ago. I used to argue with my husband about it. I used to say that we should have the floor repaired before someone fell through to the basement. But he was a strangely miserly man sometimes. Not nearly as generous as I am. Now drink your sherry, Walter.
Well, what can you say about an 18-year-old girl who dies? Or her 30-year-old lover, for that matter? Regretfully, this love story has ended with both the lovers gone, which ought to make it twice as popular as the movie. I'll be back shortly.
I'd like to clear up a little misconception. And to do it, I'm going to take you through a Buick dealership. See, a lot of people are considering the purchase of a small car. but they might not consider coming to a Buick dealer to get it. That's a mistake, because right here are all kinds of small cars, imported and domestic, with 4, 6, and 8-cylinder engines, with 2, 3, or 4 doors. Here's our biggest small car, the midsize Century. It's pretty luxurious in there, but the size makes it practical, too. This one's our next smallest, Buick Apollo. Under this hood, there's a 6. Pretty handy these days. Yet because Apollo is a Buick, it has qualities you don't often find in cars this size. And this little rascal is Opel, 4 cylinders, and the best-selling car in Germany. You'll know why when you drive it. Well, there you have it. An impressive small car variety under one roof. At your Buick Opel dealer.
Great taste in the morning, Kellogg's. Kellogg's has that wholesome taste to get you up and grinning.
This is Jerry Coffer for Kellogg's Special K. You know, for years we've been talking about the Special K breakfast, a great way to start the day if you have a weight problem. You may have seen or heard our latest commercials, which symbolize the problem of being a few pounds overweight by using this ball and chain. That's the sound effect. But so many people have come to know the Special K breakfast that can help solve weight problems, they sometimes forget that Special K is America's favorite high-protein cereal. It has 8 essential vitamins and iron, and so delicious that lots of folks, kids as well as adults, eat Special K just for the sheer good taste of it. So we don't want you to think that you have to wear a ball and chain to eat Special K. All you need is an appreciation for the finer things of life, a 1-ounce bowl of Special K, 4 ounces of skim milk, tomato juice, coffee, and maybe a little sugar. The Special K breakfast can help you lose weight all by itself, but it really is a good start.
Snowden isn't the last victim you'll hear about on our Radio Mystery Theater. We intend to bring you the final dying screams of many, many more. That's a specialty of radio, of course, which explains why we give all our actors scream tests. Our cast included Carmen Matthews, Corrine Orr, Jack Grimes, and Sidney Smith. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division, the Kellogg Company, makers of Kellogg's Special K cereal, and new sugar-free diet 7-Up. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
News coming up shortly on KIXI. CBS News next on KIXI, AM and FM in Seattle. It's 12 midnight.
CBS News, there's a late report from Ethiopia saying the armed forces have taken control of that country. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. Sources in the Ethiopian military say the armed forces have taken control of Ethiopia and that the government cabinet has been rounded up with several government ministers under arrest. Earlier, it was reported that the military took over the radio stations in Addis Ababa, the capital. The army has been threatening to oust the civilian regime, which it's been accusing of corruption. The Ethiopian military has been trying to force Emperor Haile Selassie to put several former government ministers on trial. In Moscow, President Nixon and Soviet Communist Party leader Leonid Brezhnev are holding a third day of summit talks. Saturday's schedule has been changed. Both men were to have visited the Soviet Space Center near Moscow, but decided to forgo that and instead will hold another full working session on arms control. More news after this message.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love. But give your allergy to contact.
Listen carefully, because this message may surprise you. There is an ingredient that can effectively help block pollen's bad effect on your system. Sneezing, sniffling, drips, itchy red watery eyes. It's the antihistamine most prescribed by allergy specialists, and it's an ingredient in Contac. Surprising, yes, but the true wonder of Contac is how our tiny time pills keep this antihistamine working, helping up to 12 hours per capsule, all day, all night. Allergy is our business, too.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love.
But give your allergy to Contac. Take Contac only when needed, only as directed.
Argentina's president may be seriously ill, according to medical reports issued Friday night. A report from Ernest McCrary in Buenos Aires.
Doctors of President Juan Domingo Perón have ordered complete rest for the 78-year-old Argentine ruler who is suffering from a serious bout with infectious bronchitis. According to a government medical bulletin, the illness is aggravating Perón's long-standing heart trouble. Government spokesman had insisted for more than 10 days that Perón has only been suffering from a cold. Speculation in Buenos Aires now centers around the possibility that Isabel, Argentina's vice president and Perón's wife, might be sworn in to temporarily take over the presidency. Congress reportedly is meeting to consider the situation, but there has been no official confirmation that Perón's replacement, temporary or otherwise, is being discussed. This is Ernest McCrary for CBS News in Buenos Aires.
Two employees of a restaurant are being held hostage by a pair of gunmen in Lakewood, California. The elite restaurant and bar was the scene of a robbery attempt, but the building was quickly surrounded by police. The gunmen have been demanding a getaway car and so far have refused police demands that they give themselves up. The Federal Energy Office is unhappy with reports that big oil companies are pushing their retail gasoline dealers to sell more gasoline. Government officials say such a policy conflicts with oil conservation programs. Senator Thomas McIntyre, Democrat of New Hampshire, says he may hold hearings to try to block a possible takeover of Marcor, the parent company of Montgomery Ward, by the Mobil Oil Company. McIntyre expressing fear big oil companies may gain new marketing power because of their skyrocketing profits and drive independent gasoline dealers out of business. In spite of continued high prices at the supermarket, the Agriculture Department reports that raw farm product prices have dropped for the fourth month in a row, down about 6% in the month ending June 15th. Alcoa, the nation's largest producer of aluminum, says it plans about a 5% price hike on half of its product line. The company says just about every industry will be affected by the higher prices, including the automobile, electrical, and building industries. Now this message.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean Sinoff.
Exactly.
Exactly right. When sinus flares up with congestion and pain, insist on Sinoff tablets. Sinoff delivers a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sinoff helps sinus pain while you drain. Use only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff.
Exactly.
Sign off. The sinus medicines in the bright red box.
Would you like to meet some of the top stars in show business? You can if you listen to Entertainment East every weekend on the CBS Radio Network. I'm Lee Jordan, and every Saturday I talk to somebody who's treading the boards on Broadway or off or in the movies. I cover the openings and comment on the closes and keep up with films, too. You keep up with what's happening on the stage and in the movies by listening to Entertainment East every Saturday here on the CBS Radio Network.
Bobby Fischer has renounced the title he worked so hard to gain in the first place. Fischer's manager says the chess whiz has resigned his World Chess Championship to protest rules for future matches to decide the title. Fischer is reported to be planning to arrange his own title matches. In 1972, Fischer won the world title in a grueling match with Russia's Boris Spassky. Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS for Seattle, this is KIXI. The weather outlook, considerable sunshine and warm over the weekend. Today's high about 75, near 80 tomorrow, and lows about 50, less than 10% chance of rain. Currently, it's 58 degrees at 6 minutes past midnight.